Mr. President, we are most greatly honored that you decide to speak with us. Good morning, sir, Mr. President.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, Mr. President. We are most greatly honored that you decide to speak with us.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I really, really like Israel, and I'm very excited to touch down and visit you all.
Mr. President, what is the message that you wish to convey personally to the people of Israel?
I would just like to convey that America stands behind you 100%. 100%. Our bond is as strong as ever, and I will not impose anything. I am coming to mostly listen, mostly listen. There are a lot of different people with a lot of very good ideas, and I'd like to hear both sides. I would love to make a deal. I can't promise I'll make a deal. It'll be a very big deal if I can make the deal, but I can't promise anything. So right now, I'd like to just listen.
Mr. President has stated that he expected to broker a deal between Israel and the Palestinian. Is there any invasion in that deal?
Well, look, there's definitely a deal to be made. I don't know if I'm the man to do it. I would love to make a deal like that. There's a lot of people with a lot of really good ideas. I've been reviewing different ideas. For example, I just read an idea by an individual by the name of Moshe Feiglin. I really liked what I read. I thought it was very insightful. But a lot of people have a lot of different ideas. I don't know who I'm going to go with. And I'm here to listen. And I think a deal should be made. But both parties need to be willing. They need to be willing partners if they want to make a deal.
Okay. Mr. President, Luzi Guttenmacher wants to say something to you. Yeah, Mr. President,
okay.
We thank you for talking with us.